In the Y98 FM Weather Center, I'm Bob Richards.
And I'm Heather Frampton. This is Eric Carmen. And that is John Larrabee on that side of the glass. He's in for Phillipson Wall on Y98 FM.
Y98 FM, St. Louis and Soft Rock. It's Eric Carmen from Dirty Dancing, a movie that I finally got around to seeing. And my review on the movie? Well, I finally saw it. It's a 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, 66 degrees right now, Bob Richards says. You might want to grab an umbrella and keep it with you today because as the afternoon wears on, windy and mild this afternoon, high going up to about 75. Windy. How windy? Whoa, about 30-mile-an-hour winds? That means that lake wind advisories are in effect for later this afternoon, plus add on to that a 40% chance of thunderstorms. And, oh my gosh, you've got spring in Missouri. And we've got Phillipson Wall in Florida.
John, this is excitement. This is excitement. Cardinal baseball, spring.
88.
St. Petersburg, Florida, overlooking Tampa Bay. We're just excited to be here. I mean, you see some of these guys, some of the big-name baseball players. I can't think of any of them. Huh?
Yeah, well, there are some. Oh, hey, Ted Simmons!
That's Jay Randolph.
No, that's the front desk manager. We're both wrong. Another error for the Phillipson Wall Show. Hey, we want to thank the Rawlings Sporting Goods Company. When we got here to the hotel, they had prepared Phillipson Wall St. Louis Cardinals shirts. You know, the regular batting shirts the guys wear when they take their, the actual home uniforms they use here.
That's right, the ones they play their spring training games in. Of course, our winners come in later today, and we'll be showing them around town. Okay, they'll have to find their way, but we'll at least know where we are.
Showing them around town. Well, that'll take 10 minutes. I mean, we're in St. Peter's. This town closes up, like, before rush hour finishes.
But we're having fun.
Oh, we are, really, yeah. Let's take that 30-minute drive into town and get something to eat.
Let's do it.
All right, listen. All right.
We'll talk to you next hour, all right, John? We'll get it together.
Boy, I believe a booger man's got a hold of you.
Your voice. Oh, I forgot to do this a little while ago. Laura wanted me to wish Bobby Dunn happy birthday. He's getting up there. Hey, happy birthday from Laura to Bobby Dunn. It's 7-Eleven. Here's Swing Out Sister. Y98 FM, St. Louis is Soft Rock. Another song from Dirty Dancing, 718. It's Patrick Swayze, and She's Like the Wind. It's 64 degrees. Saturday, about 75, but about a 40% chance of showers later this afternoon. It's a beautiful morning right now. You know, Schnucks eggs are fresher. I mean, if you're thinking about breakfast about this time, I know I am. This is no yolk. You know, now is the time of year to think about eggs with Easter just around the corner, and there's more to know about the quality of eggs than you think. At Schnucks, their eggs are certified AA. What does that mean to you? Well, it means that from nest to table, it takes as little as 48 hours, and that means a mighty fresh egg, a happy chicken, because Schnucks eggs are so fresh, their AA eggs stand taller than the competition. In an eggshell, that means the yolks are high and firm and won't break as easily. Best of all, Schnucks eggs, fresh eggs, cost no more than ordinary run-of-the-roost eggs. That means you won't pay a penny more for Schnucks extra freshness. And that's a promise Schnucks intends not to break. Get ready for Easter egg dyeing with quality Schnucks AA large eggs. When you want to hard cook these eggs, hold them in your refrigerator for 4 to 5 days or leave them at room temperature overnight, and this will make them easier to peel after they're cooked. Then for the best hard-cooked eggs, arrange them in a saucepan, pour cold water over them until they're completely covered, bring water almost to a boil, then cook. You following this? Then cook 10 minutes and 10 minutes only. Plunge them into cold water and you're ready to dye them. Plus, hard-boiled eggs will keep in your refrigerator up to a week. I've kept them in there for a month. There's no yolk about it. When it's fresh eggs you want, you know where to go. Schnucks, the friendliest stores in town.
Lie down there on the couch and tell me your problem.
And enjoy a lasting and economical relationship.
Y98 FM.
98 FM, Miami Sound Machine, and boys will be boys. Obviously, they've never been to the Central West Inn on Halloween. It's 7:24.
Oh, yeah.
Here, Heather, a little note from your tax dollars at work. You gotta love this.
Okay.
Yesterday,
how's my money being spent?
Well, yesterday a man checked into federal prison.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, he was U.S. District Judge Walter Nixon Jr. No relation, I would assume. He was convicted of lying to a grand jury probing a drug smuggling case, okay? Guy was convicted, and he's sent off to do 5 years in this minimum security prison in Florida, okay? And he, of course, will be assigned a job as part of his punishment, possibly doing some landscaping. He says, the grass is always green here. Not much snow removal. It shouldn't be too difficult. And during his free time in the unfenced prison for 815 serious criminals here.
Unfenced?
Yeah, of course. He could work on outboard engines, or he could work out in the weight room, pump some iron. And while you are paying for his living for the next 5 years, he has refused to resign his bench seat, so he continues to collect his $89,500 a year salary.
Of course.
So while he's in prison, the guy is making close to $100,000 and he's living for free.
Yeah.
I don't call that a criminal. Seems to me the guy found a way to beat the system. I think we ought to set him some kind of an award.
Well, he's getting plenty of an award.
Your tax dollars at work.
I know, and I'm happy to say. I'm glad to hear that somebody's making some money. Good morning. I'm Heather Frampton with this news update. Let's check our traffic conditions. Lance, tell us what's going on.
Well, Heather, we got an accident on eastbound 70 east of Luxenhaus. As a matter of fact, a little bit closer to Jennings Station there.